Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's happening all over the country, these confrontations to a certain extent between schools and the students about what can and cannot be said or posted online when they're in school and out of school. But there's no real clear policy nationwide on what is and is not acceptable. And in a number of places, it's come down to a question of free speech. Is free speech protected for kids who are in school under the age of 18? Earlier this month, the federal appeals court said two Pennsylvania teens cannot be disciplined at school for MySpace parodies of their principals that were made on their home computers. Joining us now, David Hudson Jr., a scholar at the First Amendment Center and author of Let the Student Speak, A History of the Fight for Free Expression in American Schools. Also with us, Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Georgia. Mark, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on, Celeste.
Mark, give us a sense of what kind of issues we're talking about. I mean, some of these things that become a problem at schools range from things that principals think are dangerous to the things that principals sometimes think are relatively innocuous.
In the new world in which we live with social networking and in everyone's hand, it gives students an opportunity to use tools that they haven't had before, and they really don't have a lot of background on how to use them. Their parents didn't have this access, so education's a big key on what is and isn't okay to do. Obviously, supervision's an important thing, but at the schoolhouse, it's important for us as principals to always remember that whenever something happens, we have to run it through our code of conduct. And the question when something occurs is, what exactly in our code of conduct has been violated? So when a student creates something away from school on a social network, is that different than that student having done something like you were talking about with the picture of the principal as a clown years ago, but if that had been done away from school?
Right, because when it's in school, it's an issue of disrespect, right?
Exactly, and it's completely different than what's done away from school. But, of course, with the Internet, it's worldwide and it's infinite, and that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, that's really where the issue. David Hudson, Jr., obviously you wrote Let the Student Speak, which kind of gives us an idea of where your views lie. But at the same time, David, there is some speech that schools have to view as dangerous, even if it's done outside of school and outside of school hours and the property.
Yes, what the court has said is there has to be a substantial nexus between the student's speech and the school environment, and there has to be substantial disruption, or the school administrators have to be able to reasonably forecast that there will be substantial disruption caused by the student's online speech. And if there's not substantial disruption, and if there's not that substantial connection, then arguably school officials don't have jurisdiction, or if there's not substantial disruption, then the student's speech is protected. And that's what happened at the Third Circuit level.
David Hudson, I don't know, or at least it's not clear to me, how this is different from what happened to me back in the 60s in junior high school, where we had this big battle with the school administration over starting our own newspaper, which we typed up and Xeroxed at the public library. I don't even know if we Xeroxed, maybe we mimeographed it back then, and distributed it just across the line from school property to all the students. And it created a huge row, but we were protected, and there wasn't even clarity within the school. Some of the teachers thought it was a great civics lesson, while the principal thought we were a bunch of thugs.
Well, it's funny you say that. It's an excellent point, because one of the primary precedents that one of the Third Circuit relied on was a case called Thomas versus Board of Education, which involved just that, a student underground newspaper. And in the Thomas case, the court held that there was de minimis or extremely minimal connections between on-campus conduct by the students and the school environment, and also that the paper really didn't cause a substantial disruption. So that was it. So what the courts often do is they do rely on real-world speech cases to decide the Internet speech cases.
That's David Hudson, Jr., scholar at the First Amendment Center. Also with us, Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Georgia. You know, Mark, let me just ask you something. In some cases, though, it seems as though we're having a more nuanced discussion about the free speech of students than we are of teachers. And the reason I say this is that there's been a number of cases of teachers getting fired or suspended for things that they've said on their own personal, say, Facebook pages or blogs, whereas the students have said things that are in some cases defamatory or even just, you know, personally, emotionally hurtful of a teacher or principal on a Facebook page or a MySpace page, and then it becomes an issue of free speech. Why that dichotomy?
One of the things that we always tell our teachers is the reason that you're held to such a high standard is because your job is more important than most everyone else's. And it is. And we are held to that standard. And you're right. The expectations of the teachers are very high. I think the expectations of students are the same. But I don't know that this Pennsylvania case is as much about protecting free speech as it is protecting students from being disciplined for things that they shouldn't be disciplined for. Because I think if the principal, in some of these cases, if they were to take a civil suit, a defamatory speech, I think that might be something that the courts might rule favorably in favor of the principal, because that could be it. But the question always remains is what can school administrators do to students for something they've done away from campus? And I think it's, in my opinion, less an issue of free speech and more of a protection of students who are a part of a school.
Which, of course, means we're not talking about the kind of speech which is a threatening of other students or anybody or in any ways can be classified as cyberbullying. That's Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Georgia. David Hudson, Jr. at the First Amendment Center. You know, does it make a difference? Let's say that one of these kids wrote something that was insulting or very disrespectful to a principal, a teacher, and other kids were accessing it online, at a computer, at school, on school property. Does that change the issue?
It could if it rose to the level of substantial disruption. If it disrupted numerous classes, if it caused emotional distress of a teacher. There was one case, another case in Pennsylvania years ago, where there was some very nasty things written about a teacher, and the teacher apparently suffered severe emotional distress and had to stay out of school for an extended period of time. That may be enough to rise to the level of disruption. What you said earlier was very apt as well. If the student speech actually rose to the level of a true threat, in the post-Columbine age, courts have given school officials, I think, more leeway when the student speech crosses the line into threatening speech.
So it's more about Columbine than it is the Internet, strictly speaking.
That's David Hudson, Jr. We're going to have to wrap it up there. He's a scholar at the First Amendment Center, author of Let the Student Speak, A History of the Fight for Free Expression in American Schools. We also spoke with Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Georgia. We're talking about free speech versus perhaps disrespectful or just unruly speech among students that they do in their own time. And we're wondering what you think. Do you have students that do these kind of things on their Facebook? And is it okay for the school to discipline them or not? Let us know at 8778-MYTAKE.
And you're welcome to share in any conversation that we have on this program. Head to thetakeaway.org and post what you think right there. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.